Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peot Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Ador edition, Prayer Christian, Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Zayin Amud Beis, one line before the end. Says the Gemara, Rav Mano Shomo Kulo Minadin Karyo. Meaning he was able to learn all the details of our Mishnah from one Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Kiloi Davor Rik Hu Mikim. It's not empty from you. It's full. What is that? It's the Talmud Torah, which is full of Schar. This is your life. The kibud avayim that it says l'man yaruchon yamecho. We're in Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Udavar zeh tarichun yomim zeh gunos chasodim. Which there we learn the pasuk that yimtzo chaim zdoka v'chodet. Ala adomo on the land zavos shalom adom lechaveiru that are living on the adomo. So it's all included in this pasuk. Ukenegdom arbo dvorim shehem nifroim min adom bolim hazeh v'aken kemes loyolom abo. Our Mishnah gave all the mitzvahs that a person gets rewarded in this world, and the principle remains for Olam Habo. And here we have four averes that a person gets punished in this world, and the principle remains for Olam Habo. Ve'iluhem, these are the four. Avodah Zarah, worshipping idols. Ve'gilui Arayos, which is the Isra of Arayos. Ve'shfichus Damim, murder. Ve'loshen Hara, keneged kulam. Loshen Hara is equal to all the other three. The same way by Torah was equal to all the other lists of the Mishnah. Avodah Zarah minayin, how do you see Avodah Zarah? It says in the Pasuk, Hikores tikores hanefesh hi avoino bo. It says that there will be kores and the aver is on it. Matom loim avoino bo. Melamed shanefesh nichroso. There is kores on the nefesh, on the soul. Vavoino imo, but the aver stays with it. It continues on to the world to come. Vechtiv ono choto maze chato gdoilo. So, Avodah Zarah is called Chato Gedoylo. And then, continues the Gemara and says, Gilur Arayis Minayin, Ve'ech Ese Haro HaGedoylo HaZois Ve'chatosi Le'elukim. That's the Pasuk that Yosef says. He calls Gilur Arayis Ro Gedoylo. So, if you have Chato Gedoylo by Avodah Zarah and Ro Gedoylo by Gilur Arayis, they learn from one from each other. The same with the Zorah remains the Aveiro, Leilam Abo, remains the punishment of Leilam Abo, so does Gilo Arayis. Shvichos Dom Min Ailin, Vayomer Kain El Hashem, Gadol Avoyni Min Asoy. Again, the Aveiro is so big, it's the same Hekesh. Keshuba Etzal Loshon Hara, Mahu Oymer. What's the Loshon by Loshon Hara? Loi Gadol, doesn't say Gadol, which is the Loshon by Shvichos Dom, Gadol Avoyni. Velo Gdoilo, which is the Loshon, which is mentioned regarding Avodah Zarah Chato Gedoylo. Velo HaGedoylo, which is the Lashon mentioned by Gilui Arayis, Haro HaGedoylo. Ela Gedoylois, plural. Yachres Hashem Kol Sifsei Chalokois, Lashon Medeberes Gedoylois. Referring to Lashon Hara, saying that it's Gedoylois. It's a very bad plural of Avero, Lashon Hara. Ketiva Yavai Yosef is the boss of Mirar Levim. It's by Yosef, he said Lashon Hara on his brothers. Ma Omar, what did he say? The Loshon Hara he said was that they eat a limb from a live animal. The Loshon Hara was, he told his father, they treat the children of the maidservants of the Shvachos in a not a nice way, like slaves. They're looking at the woman of the land, meaning they're interested in the woman. Meaning, a Kishbo who punishes Mido Keneged Mido. It's all equal to what a person did. That's what he gets back. So the more now dashins. They said that they don't know how to do Shechita. They don't do Shechita. They don't check the animal. Let me show you so clearly. Let's demonstrate. Ali du shchito. When they came to prove to Yaakov that Yosef died, they did shchito. Very well, they did shchito. He said they treat their brothers like slaves. They treated their brother like slave, Yosef himself. They said that they are looking at the woman of the land. Hadubo misgar yoloch. The bear will start up with you. Matisa Aishas Enov is a neo El Yosef that the Aishas Potifar really started there and gave a challenge to Yosef of Noisaritz. So everything he told his brothers, That's what he got back as a punishment. Reisi b'shem yichron, ze shuim l'shonara, eino imat shu kofer b'ikar. Saying l'shonara includes, is embedded in it, that a person is kofer b'ikar. He doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. The fact that he could say something bad about his friend. My time, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, asher omru l'shonenu, nagbir sfaseinu yitonu, that people say l'shonara, they will talk a lot. Mi Adonano, who's our master? We don't have, we don't believe in any master in the world. Kol averus Adam choyte b'aretz. Every averus a person does only here in the world. Ve'ilu choytim b'shamayim b'aretz. But this chayt also, so to speak, goes to Shemayim with kfira. My time with the source, shosu b'shamayim p'im u'lishoynum t'alech b'aretz. Their mouth is in Shemayim and their tongue is here in the world. Realize this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and punish for it. A person says, Lashon Hara, Machtiv Tamon, ul'rosho, Amar Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Rosho, Malecho l'saper chukoi v'tise bris elei picho. What are you learning Torah? What are you doing tefillah? As the Pemoisha points out over here, your mouth is full of Lashon Hara. How can you use the mouth for Dvarim Shem Kedusha? Says the Gemara, Zoro Lashon Hara Minayin. Where is the lav? Where is the Zoro in the Torah? Not to speak Lashon Hara. It says, V'nishmarta mikol dovaro. Make sure to be away from bad things. Dovar Lashon Dibur. Omar loitani Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't we have a Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel? Says, Loiselech rochil v'amecho. Should not be rochil. Zurechilus. And according to one Gersa, ve Lashon Hara. And what does it mean? Rechilus tani amnechem yoshel toyu ke roichel hazeh. Mati dvo shazeh lazeh, dvo shazeh lazeh. The roichel is a person that goes around and sells things. So he should take things from one person and sell somewhere else. The person should not do it with his words, taking the words of one person and saying it to somebody else. We're holding in the avchesem with base. Oma avchanino boi rei kama koshu uovak Lashon Hara. Look at bad as even dust of Lashon Hara, meaning only a part of Lashon Hara, which is not a real Lashon Hara, because it causes machlekes. And see how the Torah was so careful not to have machlekes. She dibru aksuvim divrei badai. The Torah said a lie, b'shul atil sholem in Avraham l'soro, in order to have peace to an Avraham l'soro. Where is the pasuk? It says, atitz l'ksoro b'kir bo le'emor. Soro was laughing. Acharei b'loisi ha'sol li'edino. V'adini hizokein. So, Soro was making fun. She was laughing that her husband is old. Ula Avraham ha'inor y'meken. She did not tell that to Avraham. Hello, what did he tell Avram? Lama ze tzorek asoro le'emor ho'of omnom eled v'ani zakanti. V'adoini zoken ein ksiv kan. Ela v'ani zakanti. The Torah, so to speak, was lying that Sarah said not that her husband is too old, but that she is too old. So you see that in order to avoid a machlekes, you do there's even a lie within the Torah. How much a person has to be careful not to say even avak Lashon Hara. Another example, in the Ksuvim we have also a lie, in order to bring peace between Yosef and his brothers. Meaning, the brothers of Yosef came to Yosef and said, your father ordered us that you should have mercy on us and not kill us. For the Ashkechon, the Pokot Gloom, we never find that Yaakov Inu ordered them. So why did the Torah say that they said it? Why did the brothers say it? They lied in order to bring peace, to bring Shalom. Shmuel ben Nachum Shav Yenison Muta Loim Lashon Hara Al Baalei Machlokes. You do a lot of say Lashon Hara for people that do Machlokes. And as Reb Chaim points out over here, based on the Chofetz Chaim, if the Lashon Hara will help to stop the Machlokes. What's the source? Matam. Referring to Nosser HaNovi, who told Batsheva to go to David HaMelech and say that Adoniyo, who is trying to become king, he says, you're going to tell him what happened, and I'm going to come in and I'm going to fill in the information, meaning I'm going to say the full Lashon Hara in order to avoid this machlekes. Says the Gemara Narav Zehira Boy Kamer Yosef, what's the reason Adoniyo tried to be king instead of Shlomo? Why was he killed? He wanted to marry Avishag HaShunamis, who was working for David HaMelech. and it's considered to be using the Teshmishe Malchus. He says that's not the reason. That was only an excuse to kill him. But the main reason was because of Baal Machlekes. He doesn't define an excuse what to be toile as Misa for. Well, who is the ones who transgressed Lashon Hara? The way Rav Chaim explains it, Oimre is someone who says it clearly. Yoide is someone who says it in a hint. Even if you hint Lashon Hara, it is Lashon Hara. The word brings examples to that. Chanuso de Kitnohi. It was a store that they sold flax. Havaloin Tsoimus. They used to get together to everybody brought food together. There was one person named Bar Choyvitz. Tholoi saw like he didn't come that day, he didn't participate in the meal. They were a little upset on him that he didn't participate in the meal. Amei ma ananachloim yoimedin. What are we eating today? Amechad choyvitzim. So one said choyvitzim, which means cheese. But it reminded everybody about Bar Choyvitz that he's not here today. Amin yesi Bar Choyvitz. I said, where is Bar Choyvitz? He has announced to everybody that Bar Choyvitz is missing. This is Lashon Hara, not clearly. It's Beremez with a hint, and that's also Lashon Hara. Bulvate de Tzipoirin, a group of rich people of Tzipoirin, Havel and Soymers used to get together in a similar fashion, everybody participated in the food. There was a person named Yoichan, he didn't come. Omachad lechatz, one told the other, are we going to visit a Yoichan who's sick? This day, Amin Yesi Yoichanon. So he mentioned Rabbi Yoichanon. Mentioned, oh, wait, one second, where's our Yoichanon? He's missing today. That's how he announced to everybody Yoichanon is missing. Betzedek or Betzneil, meaning again, there was Lashon Hara here, hinting Lashon Hara, which is also Aser. The generation of David HaMelech, everybody was tzadikim. V'alidei shayalem dil toirin, ayu yoitzi lemilchom aveyu noiflim. But because there was Lashon Hara between them, they would go to war and they would lose the battle. Who should David know? This is what the Pasuk David says. So we're referring to what? Talk to Gemara. Nav shebetoich levoyim among lions. Ze avner v'amosto sheyu levoyim b'toyu. There were lions in toyu. Eshkevo lo yatim. Ze doig v'achitoyu sheyu lehutim achar Lashon Hara. They had a desire to speak Lashon Hara. They would run after Lashon Hara. That part of the pasuk refers to Baal Keilo, who told Shaul that David HaMelech is with him. That he was wondering if they're going to come and tell Shaul about him. Another group of people that they told Shaul also, as the pasuk says, so David HaMelech was surrounded with people that said Lashon Hara. Why is your Shechina down here in the world with the Lashon Hara people? Leave this world, go up to the Shemayim. Bring your cover to Shemayim and not should not be right as it is right now in the Haaretz. The generation of Achav, the worshiper of the Zara. Because there was no Shinar between them. They went to war and they won the battles. So it's the story of Yo who told Elio Anovi. So you heard what I did. Yizovel went and killed all the Nevi'im. But he went and he saved 150 Nevi'im. It says, he gave them bread and water. Why have to mention bread and water? Just say he gave them to eat. There's a chiddush over here. He gave them bread, which is hard to get, and water, which usually is free and easy to get, because it was a time of hunger, there was no water. It was very hard for him to get water. He needed to go and search for it. And mele, as Reb Chaim says, everybody around in that generation knew about it. It was very difficult to get water without people knowing about it. So he went and saved 150 Nevi'im and hid them from the king. Says the Gemara in Daftes, machis berish karmel anirtanti novi levodi l'Hashem. When he did the Nes in Har Karmel, he says, I'm the only Novi left. Really, there was another 150 hiding.
V'chol omo yadin, the entire nation knew about it. V'loy mifarsamim l'malko. And they did not tell the king. Meaning that generation, even though everybody was of the Avodah Zarah, and they did Averis, but Lashonara they did not say. Nobody told Achav that somebody was hiding 150 levim under his nose. Nobody told him that, because people were careful not to say Lashonara, and that's the reason they won in war. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peo Daf Ches.